This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi this morning after concluding his day-long visit to Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the visit as productive. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. Minister of External Affairs said this visit saw fruitful dialogues on key global issues under the G7 platform and the deepening of India's partnership with countries participating in the summit. During his visit, the Prime Minister attended the G7 summit and held bilaterals with several world leaders, including his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. In the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Modi today shared a video clip of Ardha Chakrasana, or the half-wheel posture, on social media platform X. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister urged people to practice the posture for a healthy heart and improved blood flow. The clip described the health benefits as well as the steps to perform the standing posture in both English and Hindi. As the first parliamentary session of the 18th Lok Sabha is set to begin from the 24th of this month, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that government is positively looking forward to work together with all the political parties and members to run the parliament smoothly. Highlighting the importance of the first session, Mr. Rijiju said that the first session is customary to have the oath for the newly elected members and the election of the Speaker of Lok Sabha and then President's address to both houses of Parliament. Our correspondent reports that the first session of Rajya Sabha after the 18th Lok Sabha elections will commence on the 27th of this month. The session of both houses will conclude on the 3rd of July. The Delhi High Court has directed Sunita Kejriwal, wife of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, and five others to remove the video of court proceedings they posted on social media. The video showed a husband addressing the Rouse Avenue Court on the 28th of March after his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate ED in connection with the alleged Leaker policy scam. Division bench of Justice Nina Bansal Krishna and Justice Amit Sharma issued the notice on a public interest litigation, PIL, against Sunita Kejriwal and others for allegedly violating the video conferencing rules. The court also directed social media platforms to take down any related posts or reposts containing the video recorded on the day. The matter has been scheduled for further hearing on the 9th of July. In Switzerland, an international conference aiming to lay the groundwork for a peace process in the Ukraine war will take place at the Birkenstock Resort on Lake Lausanne today. Prime ministers and other high-ranking representatives from around 100 countries, as well as from international organizations, are expected to attend the conference. They will discuss issues ranging from grain exports from Ukraine, the safety of the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and humanitarian issues, including prison exchanges. The meeting is taking place on Ukraine's initiative, and President Volodymyr Zelensky is attending the conference. Russia has not been invited to the summit. Minister of External Affairs and the State Bank of India have signed an agreement to provide additional digital payment services to Indian migrant workers, recruiting agents and other users of the e-migrate portal. Through the implementation of this initiative, payment of various immigration-related fees would be possible, with NIL transaction charges for payment through UPI, credit or debit cards, and NEFT through net banking of all Indian banks. The Ministry in a statement today said that this memorandum of understanding would further facilitate and enhance the ambit of safe and legal migration of Indian migrant workers. This agreement will be operational soon after the successful integration of SBI ePay with eMigrate portal. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will take on Canada in the last group stage match at the Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.